Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be
right now. And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader of the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you went and let me down. Now it's too late for you.
I don't know what the hell we've been doing the last few years. Above all others, you belong with me.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
Hey. Everyone, it's Coley. It's a guy. I think it's the 16th. If I'm wrong, you know, kill me later. I am so tired. This has been a really good week, but Coley's tired. So if I sound a little airheady, don't kill me. I'm this tired. Tonight we are going to be talking about everything, like we always do. I may have a song about Sam, but since I have no singing voice, I don't think I will be singing it, you know, unless people really want to, you know, hear me sing, which might not be a good thing. Hey, everyone in this album, Audrey, Bad Catholic, Brandy, so Melody, oh my God, Silo, everyone's here. It's Friday night. And this is the place to be, and this is the place where everyone should be. Okay, so all I gotta say, you guys, is, you know, I really, 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 really hate Sam McCall. Okay, now I feel better. Now I feel better because my hatred for that bitch, you know, and I'm sorry if you're Sam lovers. But I'm not, and I won't ever be one, so and I haven't watched this week, so, but, you know, oh, and I will talk about the wedding, too. It was beautiful. You know, I don't think I've ever wanted to give another speech in my whole entire life because, you know, it, it speaks to the heart. Oh, let's see. Hey, Terry, you're here.
Look at this one here.
What?
Hi, I'm Babies R Us right now. We're in Babies R Us. We're looking for my little great nephew right now that's going to be born in August. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know what? I swear, Sam is really pissing me off. She has no right to not say anything to Jason, even though she knew Monica said to her,
yeah,
he's in perfect health. And I hope Jason doesn't forgive her, because just like you said, we're talking about today, this is more unforgivable than when Robin lied to, when Robin told the truth about AJ. This is something that,
yeah,
selfishness.
Yeah, well, see, the selfish little bitch. And I will always hate Sam. And for people that want me and like Sam, it's not fucking ever going to happen. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Tell Tanya when you come here, I will get her, I will give the baby something. Tell her that, by the way. Okay. So you probably can't stay on that long, huh? You just called in and say hi?
Yeah, I called in to say hi.
I'll try
to call in later. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say that to the people that were really on the Twitter that were cussing Carly out, no, she had every right to say what she did to Jason.
You know, and she wasn't. Let me say this though, because people know I'm probably the most biased people what I'm about to say. But you know what? Carly loved Jason. She wasn't doing it to, let me first break his heart. No. She loved Jason. She would lay down her life for him. Both of them lived for each other.
I'm also looking forward to Liz and Jason meeting each other on the bridge and talking about Jake and everything and all that. Liz just would never, ever, ever, ever kept Robin's death.
No, she would not. And she would not have kicked Carly out of the room
No,
Carly.
She would
She will probably say, Carly, I want to tell him, but I will tell him. She would not pull this fucking shit. Excuse my language for new people, but,
when I saw the ending today, when Carly said that Robin said Jason's face was just like, it was just like an emotional scene because
and I'm going to say this too, is Carly and Robin may not got along.
Carly even said something about she's sorry. Basically, she was just, everything that happened between them was kind of out the door now,
Well, and when she heard it on the news that Robin Scorpio was dead, the first thing is I got to get Jason. Jason needs me. So everyone, okay, so do you want
to
go baby talk?
Yeah,
okay.
Why do I have to come in here? Bye.
Okay, don't spend too much. Okay, people, I'm, Silo is on the air. Silo's here. Yay!
Yeah, I have to agree. I am so glad Carly got it today.
In Carly's defense, she wasn't doing, I haven't seen the scene, but I love Carly to know who is to love
her
people.
She did exactly what she did. It very classy, with
of
respect, unlike a certain other woman that's married to Jason.
I know.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
but,
781 is on the O2. I think that's Kathy, right?
Yes, Carly. Hi. Hi, Shiloh.
Oh,
hi.
I'm so, Kathy, I've been waiting for your email all week to see how you were. I was worried about you.
Oh, I had a pain in the ass time. I had a lot of different things happen.
but
no,
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay,
I was dehydrated. I had to go to the hospital last weekend. My doctor called and scared the living daylights out of me.
Oh, gosh.
I had blood tests, and my kidney test came back bad, and she said, you have to go right to the hospital. You have to go. And this was Saturday morning when I was just going to bed after talking to my girlfriend. So I said, I can't go to the hospital. I said, I'm going to bed. And so she said, well, get there Sunday morning. I go Sunday morning in Mass General. The hospital says, what are you here for? There's nothing that bad. You didn't have to come here. But they gave me fluids, and I was dehydrated. So that was the whole problem. And then I had endoscopy this week, and that was another thing. That was fun. That was fun.
I don't think it was really fun, people. See, being funny, people, I don't...
No, it was fun. It was great. They give you all these drugs. They give you drugs, and they tell you you're going to be... The nurse said you're going to be awake, and she said you're going to be awake, but it won't be bad. Just close your eyes. It's going to be okay. They gave me the drugs. I remember her saying it's going to burn. It's going to burn a little when we put these drugs into you. I said, okay, I don't mind that. That's it. That's all I remember. And I'm in the
right.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up, and I said, I don't want to get up this morning. And I was in recovery. I was sound asleep. I missed the whole test.
I'm thankful that it's over. My grandma had that a couple of years ago. Like, she's had it twice, I guess. And the first time it did not go well because they did not give her all those drugs. And then my mom went with her and said, you know what? Drug her up. I don't care. And they drugged her up the second time, and she was on cloud nine.
I would go tomorrow for another one. I won't be afraid of that anymore. It's like a colonoscopy. I don't mind those because
I
don't either.
What is the difference?
They're just so comfy.
Yeah.
What is the difference between most
nothing,
of the...
Nothing. You don't know anything.
Endoscopy, they go down your throat. Colonoscopy,
right.
They go the other
way. Oh, God. That will freak me out.
No, you go to sleep. Man, my doctor was so cool. She explained everything, how it was going to happen.
Yeah.
They put a nice, warm blanket on me, which I was so grateful because hospitals are so freaking cold.
Being cold. Why is that? I want to...
Germs. Dear, they don't want germs to be growing all over.
Right, it's cold in the hospital, but they put the blanket on you, you lay in there, they give you drugs, you go to sleep.
And you're out.
You're out. I was out. I didn't know one thing.
And then you wake up and you're happy, and she said, I'll let you know. You just have to have someone drive you home because you were under
sedation. Yeah.
My boyfriend was with me. They said I could take the tea as long as someone was with me. And I slept for an hour and a half afterwards. So when I woke up, I was all ready to go. I was wide awake.
Oh,
took
cool.
An hour and a half nap. And they thought I had an ulcer. And I didn't have an ulcer. I just had, I had some polyps on my stomach, which they checked to see if they're benign. I'm sure they are. I'm not worried about that. And I have some irritation in my esophagus from acid reflux. So I have that. But nothing serious. I'm fine. And
if you did not call in this week, I'm like, I promise, Kathy, I will always have the soul. I won't ever go anywhere anymore, you people, promise. And Audrey is on the line, too. Hey, girl.
Hello.
I have
a hiatal hernia. That's what they found.
I have that too. I have that too.
So, it makes me so sick if I eat anything real spicy. But I wanted to just say about the reason that most liaison fans are so
Andrea, I'm just
going to
put. Andrea, I'm just going to put Christy on. That's all.
Okay.
Christy, you're on too.
Hi.
Hi, Christy.
Hi.
Hello.
Robin is the reason that most liaison fans are pissed off that Jason got back together with Sam in the first place, because those of us who were Robin and Jason fans, which I was, were heartbroken when he wouldn't forgive her for telling the truth about Michael, yet he took Sam back after she deliberately put his own son in danger. And
I see
it's the hypocrisy of it. So I just wanted to say that because that's what pisses me off. I mean, I'm not the biggest Carly fan, but I'm always Team Carly whenever it's between her and Sam because I hate
Well,
Carly.
You
oh,
know
yeah.
what? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Carly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but, you know, she wasn't, again, she wasn't doing it to be the first one in transition. And I will go down saying if it was Liz in this situation, she would never ban Carly, and she would probably say to Carly.
Oh, no, she wouldn't have. She wouldn't have. She
no,
wouldn't
and she probably
Carly
would.
In the room and she
no,
would
she would probably
you know,
say.
She and Liz don't get along. Liz would have known that Jason needed Carly, that she didn't
yeah,
their
but she would probably
yeah,
say.
She would have let her.
The thing. The thing is, Liz would have probably said, "Carly, let me tell him." And
right.
oh, and by the way, you guys, if you guys want me to put on this plus one. In case you guys are newbies, but no, I just, you know, Silo, yeah, I'm happy about the show. Liaison is coming, and you know what? I'm sorry, but again, I'm going to be up on Maxi just a little, so, you know, don't kill me for what I'm about to say, but I'm sorry for me last week watching it, if it was Kristen Stones, you know, doing the role, it would have been more memorable for me. So,
yeah.
I have nothing against them, Leahy, but to me, you know, Maxie and Robin were close when, you know, Maxie's been on the whole time. Oh, 269, you're on too. Welcome.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. Who's this?
Good.
Yeah, it's Melissa. I called. I've missed you guys the last couple of weeks.
We have missed you, Melissa. I'm glad you all calling back. Okay. Before I forget, because my brain sometimes forgets things. Tomorrow night, the Rant Room is on at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow night, 7 Pacific. Late Zone Radio is right after me, so you will get the best of both worlds tonight, me and Christy, but then I will be I will be co-hosting on Late Zone, so really you will get me all night long, so there.
Whoa, and you're going to be a tired girl.
I know. And, okay, I just, whoever put the resolution thing in the room, thank you. I've been gone all day. What's going on with that? Does anyone know? Because I'm just like trying to read that, trying to read the album. So what does people know? I mean, because I didn't
about
read the
what?
Whole.
About what?
The resolution or, you know.
Oh, you know,
canceled.
I didn't even look at their rating.
Their ratings are in the toilet. Yeah, they're going to pull the plug.
They are?
Oh.
That's what I
Yay.
Read on Twitter tonight.
Yay!
You are
Yay.
Kidding me
Yay.
After
Yay.
Iger just said how great it was, how cheap they were.
Well,
oh,
Soap Opera Network is reporting that they're
question.
Ready to pull the plug.
I got a question for you ladies.
I
what
do.
Do you guys? Well, what do you guys think? I guess it was announced today. I don't know if it's true or not, that General Hospital will be going off September 20th.
No,
no,
that's
I
not
haven't
true.
Heard anything.
That is not true, Melissa. In
they,
fact,
have until they have until April 1st to make up their mind. And
yeah, yeah,
April
but they say, but they just said,
no.
yeah, well,
no, no,
we don't
no.
know.
Where in, did she hear this first? I want to go
on the.
Someone posted.
It was the ABC site.
Okay.
Oh,
it's an ABC site. That's
I'm
not
upset
good.
Because
that's not good.
They're
well, it might
it.
Be just the message board.
You know,
well, what
yeah.
I'm upset about is I'm losing my SoapNet channel.
I am too, Melissa. Melissa,
March
right?
26th,
okay.
yes. On my birthday, I'm losing my SoapNet channel. I'm like, are you serious? You just
oh,
took my
but
soap
you know
off.
Okay, you know, okay. I hope people don't get mad at me for cussing, but, you know, that's me. You know what? This fucking sucks because I'm sorry. You guys know I live in Seattle. You guys know I live in breaking news fucking country.
So
county,
do I.
Whatever.
So do
yeah,
I,
Yeah, so do you. And so what? You know, I'm sorry. You know what? I hope Brian Fong does go to hell. for this because
this
you
might
know
not
what?
Be true though.
This might not be true. I read on Soap Opera Network, their site reported today that they're going to be pulling the plug on the revolution, and that doesn't mean that GH is going to take over the 2 p.m. time slot.
No, Katie Couric is.
The 2 p.m. Well, in my house. The 2 p.m. time slot of the revolution.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that General Hospital will be taking that over, but with their ratings going up the way they are, ABC is looking at that.
Wants it to take over the slot before hers.
General Hospital may take over the slot, but there's going to be no announcement until mid-April. That's what Soap Opera Network is saying.
Oh, okay.
What do they know? They don't know either. So, Bobby.
Catholic
Girl just posted it. The revolution pulled General Hospital moving to 2 p.m. Awesome.
That's the Soap Opera Network article.
Yeah, I agree. But I was going to say something before I forget. I do not agree with Sub Nebbing off the air, because I'm sorry, I have a four-year-old niece, and you know what, it's preschool age. Okay, my thing is, I'm sorry, preschool, they're going to watch it 24/7, sorry, but
I don't have enough cartoon channels.
Yeah, thank you. You know what I mean?
Way too freaking many of them
Disney
now.
Disney Channel.
I know, we, here in Michigan, we already have 3 Disney channels. So I'm like, do we seriously need another one?
I know, really.
And, because I'm sorry, but Kathy and I, Silo, probably all of us get breaking news. And I'm sorry.
We had one today when I was watching Days, right? I think this is
That was weird.
A house was on fire in Lynn, a city that's next to Revere. But it was—it's a terrible thing. But it was just this house. It was a house.
You know what?
A plain house on fire.
Yeah, see, don't think I'm cold. What I'm about to say, people, but they could put that at the bottom of the ticker thingy. Even though that's annoying, but I would rather have that than breaking news. Oh, Allie from the Ramble. I'm sorry, Allie. Hey, Ali, I just saw you on the Swiss boat. Welcome to our little crazy Friday show.
Yay!
Hey, Ali.
Oh,
hey.
And Ali, I'm Ali. I've already pimped you so out, so you're welcome.
Well, guess what?
What?
I'm not going to have a show tomorrow night because it's St. Patrick's Day and I'm going out.
Okay.
That's good.
Have fun.
Good.
Be safe.
Good for you. I wish I was going out.
I will be sticking inside.
Yeah, it was like a spur-of-the-moment thing. I just went and was eating with my cousin and her friend, and they're like, you want to go out for St. Patrick's Day? And I said, sure.
Can you do me a favor if you drink, have a drink for me?
I will.
I can't drink yet. I had a baby. How old is Carly? She's 2 months old now, and I can't drink.
Oh, that's sad. You had a baby that you can't drink yet. That's, by the way, if you are breastfeeding, I thought there was a way where you could, like, pump it, and it doesn't affect.
Yeah, you can pump.
Yeah,
She won't take the bottle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're trying. She won't take the bottle.
Don't feel bad. My niece, who's 6 months, the one that I saw bone, won't take the bottle at all either. So,
she just got out of the hospital. So. Yeah, our weather here went from, like, 40 degrees, it jumped up to 80.
I'm jealous about 80 degrees. I am just so jealous.
Here in Ohio, we're like It's all over the place in Ohio. Oh, my
God. Well, it's weird here. Isn't it weird? I mean, I'm in Michigan.
Yeah, it's here, too. It's not even spring yet, and it's, like, 80 in Chicago, and I'm like, what?
I know.
Yeah. That's
really?
Where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's not 80 here
you
in Kentucky
yet. My dad thanks me every day. Thanks for bringing the warm weather, because, you know, I came from New Orleans, so he's, like, joking around with me that I brought the warm weather.
Okay, love that, Steve. You know, everyone has been talking about the weather loosen and not the suit. Yeah, we know that. Oh, and it's going to be 23 Houston. Steve, I am so sorry, but we, you know what, it snowed this week here. I mean, you know, it didn't, I mean, it sticked for a couple of hours, and it was like 35 degrees. And
butter.
It was just, I'm sorry, and it was snowing, and I didn't know it was snowing, and I went out thinking, oh, this is nice, and I never looked out the window, and I went out, and, it, you know, the apartment complex was covered, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going out now. Love, Steve, did you get that tornado in Michigan? Anyone live in Michigan? I guess they had a tornado. I did not know that.
There's been a lot of tornadoes.
Isn't that early for
all
that?
Over.
Isn't that early for tornado? I mean, I've never been through a tornado. I don't know, but I thought it was.
They had a touchdown,
and actually it was, I had just gotten out because it touched down and blew out some windows at my work. I had got out just in time. Like, I left, like, 5 minutes after I left, the sirens was going off, I guess. And
yeah, my kids were panicking. Is everybody okay?
Everybody was okay at the work. There was one girl who got the blast of the glass. She just had some minor cuts and stuff.
Good.
They rushed her off to the hospital. So luckily everything was fine.
I don't like it when those go off. I had to have all five of my kids in my bathtub because we had nowhere to go besides my bathroom. Here I am.
But
I got the baby.
Like the safest place.
It was freaking me out. I had the baby laying down in the bathtub, and all the kids were like hovering her, trying to keep her safe.
Well, that's sweet that they were doing that. I mean,
they love their baby sister.
Well, yeah. I mean, this. Oh, Terry is back on the line. Hey, Terry, did you buy out the snow?
No. Can you get me out of here, please? There's so much stuff.
Okay.
There's so much stuff.
Okay.
Your little baby.
Rock.
I got something that said it's kicking it with Auntie, a little outfit. It's just kicking it with Auntie.
Aww.
Isn't that cute? Yeah. Oh, man. I haven't slept in the Babies R Us in a very, very, very long time.
That's my favorite store.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
I have a 2-month-old baby girl named Carly. So.
Oh, really? Carly?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh,
wow.
She's finally up to 6 pounds.
Okay.
Oh,
no, oh, so
really?
Good.
Can I ask something about the
good.
Roof? Is anybody getting air for all of a sudden saying we need to download Flash Player to see the board?
No.
See the what? Sometimes I get it. Yeah.
I've never gotten that. Okay.
So what does everybody think about? What does everybody think about what Sam is doing, keeping this thing a secret?
Callie, Callie was excellent.
Yeah,
we all
hate Sam.
I thought Callie was really good today too.
As Jason and Elizabeth fans, we're probably all very happy. But
I know.
But
I
was very happy.
Be
as long as they keep going this way, where you know it's going to blow up and, and finally end them.
Yep. Oh, and the thing is too that. Okay, so have you guys seen the commercials about Jason's best friend who tells them, you know, Jason's best friend dies or whatever, and I'm thinking, you know what, I mean, I wish they would have had a goodbye scene between Jason and Rob. I mean, this like a good thing, but I'm still pissed that Sunny and Robin did not have like some of like, not clothes I'm saying, people, but just something. Because, you know, I feel like, yeah, Patrick is grieving, all of that. But come on, Sunny did not cause this. And, you know, Sunny loved Robin very much. You know, they went through the whole stone thing. So I just think that, you know, I know Patrick's grieving, but Patrick, you know, go pick on someone else. Go pick on Sam, not Sunny, please.
Well, Sunny and Robin.
Oh, you
think?
Go pick on.
I don't know. Patrick gets a pass for me because he's a grieving husband. So you know.
Well,
you
know
why
I'm.
The new doctor and Sam, I thought was a little bit of a spark going on there. Maybe they should set it up with him or something.
He was checking out Ewan today. He called her on
Ewan.
The crap and he was kind of checking him out.
But you know what? Did you notice that when she came into the locker room, she just said what she asked, if Carly was in there or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And she said, "I know you did." What was the word she used? Something. What was it?
I can't remember, but it was like, "Oh, all right."
I know what it was.
Sam came in there.
Like,
drop
them.
She was
just like, "Excuse me."
He was
just like, "I know you're in here. Like, come out." And I love how Ewan just dropped his towel.
But didn't you think it was strange that Ewan did not question, and it's almost like they already knew each other.
And yeah,
they knew.
Mm-hmm.
They do know each other, just like Sam and John McVay
totally
know each
blushing.
Other.
Yeah.
Now, how does Sam and John McVay know each other?
They
you know what?
They don't.
They have a connection.
They do. It's on the thing on general.
Oh.
Something about when she was doing her scamming and stuff.
I read it on the ABC newsletter, and I was trying to remember, and I'm glad I got you girls on the line. Okay, was that the first scene last week that Anna and Liz has ever been in, or have there been past scenes that they have been in because... I love them.
They're going to grow closer, too.
Yeah,
I would love Anna and Rob. I'm so glad that they're allowing Rebecca Herbst to have scenes
yeah.
with an old season.
Well, yeah,
I am the biggest Anna fan that ever lived.
Yeah.
I just love my Anna. I was never a Holly fan. I couldn't stand Holly.
No,
I love Anna.
Okay.
Either when she came on and she was the most hated woman because Robert and Holly were so popular. And
yeah.
He had lied about having a wife, and she had brought Robin and all this stuff, and everyone thought she was a manipulator. She had the scar on her face. Remember all that? And I loved her because I couldn't stand Holly. I never did like Holly.
Yeah.
Nope.
She whined too much for me. So.
Holly reminds me too much of my biological mother.
Oh.
Well, I mean, she and Robert had chemistry, and I understood why they were popular.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just never liked Holly.
I just liked Anna. I never really wanted
Robert and Anna together because I loved Duke when he came on. But,
And I hate him now in days.
Thank you for saying that. Two on days. The guy is terrible. I loved him on days.
I just want to go through my TV and punch him in his face.
No, you won't like him now. You won't like to look at him. He looks terrible. He acts terrible.
Well,
they're all getting old.
I just love Anna. I love the thought of Anna and Elizabeth having...
And you know what? Yeah. Okay, don't suit me while I'm about to say people because I don't want to get any hated emails. Thank you, guys. Thanks for the support. When I watch Anna and Luke, I'm loving their friendship, and I'm thinking that... would be a really cute little duo. I'm sorry, suit me. Look at all the fans.
As long as they leave the canvas together,
like
I'm
Holly.
Okay.
because when she first came on, she was with Luke. And
yeah,
she Laura, yeah. Laura, Jeannie Francis had left the show, you know, when she disappeared on the dock. And and then she and Robert only got together because Luke had gotten her pregnant, and they found out Laura was alive, and then that's how that storyline started.
Well, I mean, for me, I would love...
Oh, really?
I would love a little Luke and Anna. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, ask me about General Hospital in the past, and I can tell you.
Oh, you guys, Candace is here late. So,
yes.
Candace, you... No, you know, Candace, you don't get to talk for 30 minutes. You were 30 minutes late, so you don't get to talk.
Oh, my gosh. You're mean.
That's mean.
You're mean.
She's truthful. There's a difference.
You're very mean.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Okay, Till. Till, really? You really want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're mean to me. You're mean to me, too, when we get off the air, too. You know that?
Okay, Christy.
Mary.
Christy.
Mary.
My feelings are hurt
yes.
right now.
Okay. No,
see?
But no, I was watching when, you know, Luke came and found out about Robin and, you know, Luke and Anna, you know, and he gives us a chisu, and I'm like, that's so sweet. So I'm sorry. I'm loving my Luke and Anna. No, you know.
I mean, if they were going to do it, they'd have to bring Robert back because there would be that whole best friend, you know, animosity.
Oh, that's
right.
Well, oh, okay. Well, wait, love Steve. Okay, Brenda doesn't know about Robin?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Don't even get me started on that.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. She was on set.
Now, they
set.
Might have went ahead and told her, and they just don't have her on canvas.
Wait.
No, Vanessa was on set. Vanessa was on set
yesterday.
Really? Cool.
Really?
Yeah, she was on the set. She was on the set yesterday. Yeah, they
I mean, you
it.
Know, I just thought, you know, Brenda and, you know, Robin were like sisters. And
yeah, so she should have been there.
Yeah,
should have been there. I think Epiphany should have been there, even though she said she wanted to work instead.
I know.
I think Epiphany should have been there.
Yeah, because,
yeah.
you know,
real life.
Because...
If it was real life, she would have been there.
Well, you know, because Epiphany...
Can I just say something?
Sure.
I'm getting really kicked off at all the people who are complaining about Elizabeth being there for Emma and, you know, she's paying all this attention to Emma.
I don't even pay attention to them.
And, you know, I mean, Patrick needs somebody right now. And, you know, I'm not saying that. And then, of course, they're saying, she's going to be. She loved Robin.
And you know what? After Emily died, you know, Robin... And Robin and Elizabeth became really close, and Robin and Elizabeth loved each other. And if it was different, if it was Elizabeth that would have died, Robin would have stepped up and been there for the boys. So
that's
for
right.
everyone
that's right.
out
yeah.
there,
that's
says,
and all
that's
the
right.
haters are, you know, all the haters
have
come out and open their mouths and all that crap. So.
Okay, Revenge Cast, if Luke was on from 76 to 84, Anna was on from 85 to 91, Luke came back in 93, how do they know each other so well?
When Luke was traveling all the time. They have that Mexico thing when Laura
was
pregnant.
Oh, wait, you guys, Terry, are you leaving us?
Yeah, because I'm here at Baby's right now, so we're still here. So
okay,
I'll call you later.
Okay.
Night, Terry.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Terry.
I'm enjoying now. Last week, did you guys, the last week or the week before, did Dave not record one day for you, but then it was a skipped episode, but it was a winner episode, or did anyone have any trouble with Dave last week or the week before?
You mean the week before last?
Yes.
The week when I emailed you, Carly?
Yeah.
They one day the president was on.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then one day after that, my DVR didn't record it.
Yeah, me either. Me either. It was weird. Because
so
I never saw Bo and Roman get the sippy out of
There were two days
him.
Missing 1 week. 2 days missing.
Yeah,
a
it
day.
Was weird. It was sure. weird. And I'm like, what?
Two days.
You know, I was mad because I love my Days of Our Life.
But we didn't miss anything because it came right back.
Okay.
We didn't miss anything. It was when Bo was beaten up.
Oh,
what
God.
Is,
we are getting a lot of calls
whoever's
tonight.
Making all the noise.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out. Catherine Plant. Catherine Plant. You're on the line, too. Just thought I would tell you.
All right, Carly. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Did you have any comments, or did you want to say how much you, like, hate Sam? Because, you know, if I had a good voice, I made up this really bad song about Sam, but you guys...
Sing it, Callie. Sing it.
No, it's not really a song, but it was like, only if he could go away and never come back, or go with Von McBain, or, you know, accidentally die... You know, in a fiery crash. I mean, I think that Sam needs to die. And you know what, Carly, if you kill Sam, you will get a badge of honor between everyone because I think Sam needs to go. Sorry, I never hated a character more than I hate Sam. You know, Stefano on...
I'd buy that record. I'd buy that.
Thank you.
It's not even about Elizabeth why I hate Sam. I mean, I just hate her. You know what I mean? It's like, Elizabeth
is.
Well, we're going to love next week because next week's going to be good. There's going to be Jason and Elizabeth together scenes, and there's going to be Sam and John McBain together.
Ooh.
We're going to love it next week.
Oh, and you know what? Okay, I haven't watched this because it's been crazy, but so did Spinelli almost tell Jason about Robin, or what was that?
Callie tells today.
No, but I saw a scene between Spinelli
and
Sam.
Yeah, no,
Sam.
Because Sam shut him up.
Yeah, she did the same thing to Alexis and Molly, too.
You know what? I'm sorry, And, you know, I like Kaylee, but she was on iHeart Radio, which will be on, I think she's doing it on Wednesday. But she said, a storyline I would love to be in will be Sam and Spinelli in the PI business. And I didn't get to talk to Haley, and it was probably a good thing, you guys, because I will probably have said to, do not get near my husband. And why would you want to work with that little slutty sister of yours?
Your husband was very good today.
My husband, you know, I'm...
He was great today.
Yay!
Yeah,
he
Haley is a Day Sam fan, just so you know.
I know. But you know what? When she mentioned my husband in the same sentences as Sam and the PI business working with her, I'm like, no, you're not going to get me near my husband. You know what? You know, I've always thought it would be cool to see Carly and Spinelli going on some stakeout because Spinelli would get injured and Carly
would drive Carly crazy.
Yeah, well,
Carly loved
Spinelli. You know, that's the thing. You know, Sam goes, yeah, he's family, but no, I'm sorry. You know, Spinelli should have got Carly in the hospital. You know, he should have helped Carly with getting her in the hospital because, you know what, Sam is going to, you know what, I just hope Sam gets in Holy Shit from Jason for keeping Harvey out and, you know, God, what is Sam going to tell Jason?
I love the way Callie told him today. She was crying. She had tears in her eyes. She didn't want to tell him, but she knew she had to tell him, and she did the right thing.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, I mean, because I think Harvey knows, you know, the past is the past. And, you know, Robin loves Jason, too. Roy's wearing press. Yeah, repress. Sometimes this album gets crazy, and you have to repress. But, no, I figured it out, you guys. Okay, what if Young and the Restless at General Hospital had a crossover? Okay, just go with me on my crazy little thought.
Okay.
I would want Sunny and Victor just to be in the same room and Sunny to hit Victor for what he's doing in Victoria. Because, and you know what, I'm feeling a little chemistry between Eric Braden and Vinny Francis right now, people.
No.
Yeah,
yes.
I do too.
Yeah,
me too.
Sure is creepy.
I don't move away. I know
something's going to happen between them. Something's
going to
happen.
Somebody was talking about a triangle, possibly, with Sharon, Victor, and Genevieve.
Oh,
no.
A triangle.
I thought Sharon was back with Nick. That's what this says on the magazine cover.
No.
No, Sharon's Phyllis is with Nick. Well,
okay.
Kinda.
Ladies, I'm gonna have to cut it short because I am tired. I've been at work since 6:30 this morning.
Wow.
So yeah. I'm calling it a night.
All right,
night.
Have a good weekend and we.
Ellie, I was going to call in tomorrow night.
Oh, I don't have a show tomorrow.
No, I don't.
Have
listen,
fun tomorrow,
Ellie,
dear.
Listen, have a really good time
yeah.
going out. I wish
yeah,
I was going to
yeah.
have fun.
Yeah. And get drunk. And get drunk. And, yeah.
That's the point, Carly. That's the point.
Well, I'm glad you are doing it.
Have
all
fun,
right.
Allie.
Night, y'all. Happy
Sunday.
Night, y'all.
Bye.
Happy
So, no, Roy Rainfall,
I think Victor and Jeannie Francis, something's going to go on between them. But
well, yeah. I'm not saying I want that to happen, but, you know, like I, oh, did I tell you guys that Melody Todd Scott tweeted me back one day and I'm working on trying to get her on the show just to tell everyone that's my new little, you know, I'm not.
Melody Thomas Scott?
Yeah.
She follows me.
Well, I love her and
yeah.
I always love Nikki,
don't
but.
I don't know why.
Well, maybe you said something nice.
No,
about.
I write to her. I say nice things. I love her. She's like my favorite on the show. I love her. I love Nikki.
This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I like her when she's away from Victor.
Well, she's stronger when she's away from Victor.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's stronger, and
he,
you know what? Victor is never going to sing, blah, blah, blah. Oh, we've been cast. You couldn't call them because there's no number. Good luck waiting for answer from Blog Talk. May never get back to you. yay, Silas back in this album. But no, I just thought, you know, who I'm starting to like on YNL is Jack and Nikki. I'm liking them.
Who?
Jack and Nikki. When Nikki went to visit him in the hospital.
Oh, Jack and Nikki, yeah.
Yeah, I love,
well, I'll keep my mouth shut on all this.
I like Zach and Nikki because, it's nice and, you know, even though, you know, she feels guilty about shooting, you know, killing Diane, but you know what, Nikki, it was self-defense. I would have done the same thing. Nikki. So yeah.
You know what, Kylie? I can't understand. I like Beanie Francis with Jack. I thought they made a nice couple.
Yeah, me too.
I totally agree, Kathy.
Yeah, me too.
Why did she buy that Beauty and Nature? They
I don't
really...
know.
Why
I
did
do
she
not...
do that to him? She loved him.
No, I think she had it already in the works. Before they got involved,
but then why
that
didn't
heavily?
She be? Wouldn't if you were getting married to someone, wouldn't you be honest with them and tell them?
Well,
not
you know what's
opera.
Really weird is it seemed kind
of
it seemed kind of strange to me how that all unfolded because it seemed like Genevieve didn't even realize that she was in the bidding. So
I agree. I thought that too.
And I'm like, I don't know what's going on now, but
was weird. You know, that was weird because
they could have owned it together.
I know.
When you're married to someone, you know, you own it together. So they could have been double owning it. They could have. I mean, Victor wouldn't be any part of it, and they would have been stronger. I don't get it.
But do you like Maria's writing? Because I'm not that crazy about Maria's writing. I think the writing
well,
is
obviously
much better.
It's not that good because they blew the Jack and Genevieve's story. Because I think I like
well,
them together.
I mean, they blow all the stories.
I thought they had great chemistry.
I thought if they're going to have Sharon on the scene, then Sharon and Adam seem to be doing okay together.
I also like Chelsea and Adam for some weird reason, but okay, you guys, so is Adam really, really blind this time? I mean, there's
no, he just got it back.
Yeah. I hate Adam. I mean,
he's not going to tell anyone he can see, you know, for a long time.
Well, the thing is, why
of
I hate
not.
You know, the reason why I hate Adam is because, you know what, he set out, you know, he made Patty do those awful things, and but now Patty's in that place, and Adam got off scot-free in a way.
What's that?
I'm trying to go. Oh, Captain. Okay, now I went away. That was weird. That was weird. But no.
Can I just go back to GH for a second?
Sue.
Okay. I don't know why there was. I was reading some tweets, and some, I don't know if people were saying this or why this person brought this up, but she was saying there was. I guess people were saying they wanted Todd and Elizabeth together. And it was like, okay, first of all, he's a rapist, and she's a rape victim. So
what?
That's
the most ridiculous thing
well,
ever.
I know. That's somebody reaching.
That's somebody reaching.
Wait, say that again.
Todd and Elizabeth.
No, that's someone reaching. I'm not even buying that. Because
Every time somebody is pairing Liz, it's a J-Sam fan, and they use someone other
than Jason. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's
what I'm speaking
about. I do have to say this. I don't know why I had said it today at work, but I said I would love if Becky and Michael Easton just worked together. Like, you know, nice little flirtation here and there.
I have a question. Okay. Well, I'm trying to remember. And way back when they had PC, did any of the PC people, besides the nurses ball, did they ever do any crossovers with, you know, because if you think about it, everyone worked in the hospital, but not at the same time. So I'm thinking,
I would like to see John and Liz, working together.
Sam and John working together.
You know, I don't know if they'll have scenes, but... Well,
I don't
know,
but Sam and John were involved on PC.
Yeah.
He was a vampire, and he brainwashed her and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Well, you know, and I'm sorry, but Sam, say hello to Dominic Bain. Say, Sam, nice to meet you. Now let's get into bed. And, whoops.
Well,
yeah,
I know they're going to have scenes together, but do you think they'll really go that route?
Well,
you know why I play it golf? Because you know what? Their chemistry on PC was through the roof. They were the number one.
They're playing different characters.
It doesn't matter because you know why? Because they were the number one on the web list. It doesn't matter. Vaughn and Sam Cassell. You know, come on. This could be good. This could be a day awakening for.
They have great chemistry.
Oh yeah, and you know what? You know what?
Him and Greg Vaughn are like the only two guys she's ever really.
Yeah, exactly. And what was I gonna?
And that's saying a lot because she's not that great. So.
Well, on the ABC hot sheet, it said they showed a picture of John McBain and Sam sitting on the beach.
Candace, you're making noise. Candace, like for a minute, you thinking was making noise. No, Silo is like, Sam, do not bring in the rating. Sam McCall, you know, doesn't bring in the rating for herself. So, you know, come on, let's just see Will, Sam, and John McBain, because you know what? That is hot. Those two together would be like...
Here's my thing is I don't believe that one couple makes or breaks the show. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But on a soap opera, couples are breaking up all the time. And it's like we have lived in, for the past 3 years, because of Franz, we lived in this... And unfortunately, we were stuck in this J-Sam is safe bubble.
And they
were the most boring couple ever. And and I would just like to see the new regime shake it up. I mean, it's like,
I think they are. And you know what? I cannot wait. And you know what? It's going to be a really good day because I believe the new regime. Christy, you're back. Christy's back.
Sorry, I accidentally hung up on you.
Well, okay, we will talk about that tonight before you go in your coma, how bad that was, okay. I'm sorry, I'm excited. I am just, you know, I cannot wait for the liaison scene. I cannot wait, you know, for, you know, I mean, come on, people. Don McBain is hot. So you might as well put him with, you know, one person that we know.
I just feel bad for him. I like him so much. I hope he does. I hope him and Sam, I mean, I guess Jason's going to be pissed. He wants him out of town because he has some connection with Sam. But I feel bad for him because I like him. I wish he would be with someone nice. And I want Jason and Elizabeth together more than I want
The way I look at it is, you know, even calling in Sean, if my couple never gets, I will not, you know what, okay, fine. I will take a bullet for that, you know,
I had to laugh because something obviously is in the air because... I know you say don't believe it, but I love Jamie Giddens. He is so funny. And he's just a couple of days ago, or was it last week, he was tweeting about, you know, 15 flights of stairs, it's about time, and you know, love in the afternoon. He's a diehard liaison fan. And it was so funny because he's just so excited about what's coming up. He can't say anything. So people have been tweeting him, and like he's like, I can't say anything. He'll answer with little smiley faces and stuff, and it's just so funny.
Oh, it's coming.
So excited about it.
It's coming.
Melody, I know you're on the thingy, but press one, because I know, you know, your kid was screaming, so just, if you are on, just press one. But no, I'm excited. Oh, and... I'm also excited because, you know, I've been watching Days too more and more, and you know what, I think we need to write CBS people because I'm sick of this mouse madness. I know there are basketball fans out there, but come on, why do we have to?
They do it every year,
but it makes me mad.
Carly, dear, look at it this way. You're talking about sports.
the sports industry spends more money per minute on everything than any other entity.
And they make them a lot of money. The commercials and everything. That the sport, basketball, believe it or not, football makes them a lot of money.
Trust me, I have been more than upset that I don't get to watch YNR now.
I know, me too. That's why I tweeted to my little trio followers, in case people did not know that basketball was taken over for 2 days, because I found out, I'm like, come on, you're serious? You came in. You can't do this to me. I want my YNR. And, you know, I was telling my brother that, and my brother's sweet, but he's a dog. He's like, honey, people love Most Madness. And I looked at him, and I'm like, I don't care about Most Madness. I want to know. I want my YNR now. And he goes, he's like, you know, I agree, but, you know, it only lasts a couple of weeks. But then I don't get to see Blue, New York Sister of Blue Blood for 2 weeks. So I'm not in a happy mood over that, because
heck, all of our shows are messed up with the way they're breaking up.
It
didn't bother me that much, because in my two newest shows, if it were Days in general, I would be flipping out. But where it was Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful,
yeah.
It didn't bother me that much. I like Days in general the best, although I don't like Days right now.
Oh,
I don't like Days
baby
at all.
And I'm so used to it.
Oh, got a question, because I haven't watched Days this week, but does Victor know about Bo yet? I'm just curious.
The phone off my ear. What'd you say? Does Victor know what?
And does Victor on Days of Our Life know about
Bo?
Bo being, you know, in a coma.
You haven't watched it for a while.
No, I've been so busy all week. And
he's in a coma.
Okay.
Hope can't get home. Oh, the whole bit. She can't get
home. You know what? And I'm sorry, but maybe we'll,
And
I'm going to probably get in trouble for what I'm about to say again, but that's okay. I think Victor from Days of Our Life needs to go over to, just for one day, to go over to YNR to be at the other Victor for me.
Wow.
I
hate the writing on Days. I think the writing is terrible.
I agree, but I love Victor and Maggie. They are like my favorite couple.
Abby told Carrie that she slept with Austin.
I think my baby's laughing at you guys. She has not stopped laughing.
Well, Abby told Carrie.
I have you guys on speaker, and when you guys were talking about Sam and them, she's laughing.
Oh, my God.
She already has more sense.
Callie, do you believe that?
I'm shocked. Abby is becoming a person I don't recognize. I'm sorry.
And Carrie told Rafe she loved him.
You know what? I'm sorry, but you know what? Austin and Carrie this round wasn't doing it for me.
It for me too, but I really don't want Rafe and Carrie together that much.
No.
I don't know.
I was surprised I heard that. I'm not watching it, but I did turn it on to date. And when they said that, I'm like, what?
Well, the truth
is
that,
Abby,
right?
Lucas,
I
want to kill Abby.
Yes,
I want to shoot her with a gun.
I do like Sammy and Lucas.
You know what? Okay. I'm glad her name is Sammy and they don't call her Sam. That's all I'm going to say, because
it's a Sammy. She was the
original Sammy.
I mean, she was. But
Samantha.
You know who I would say would bring back on Dave this. Just because I think it would be interesting, I would say we'll bring back Eric and Bill. Just because, you know, I think it would be interesting because, you know, I just think it would be interesting because, you know, Brady needs his sister, and Sammy needs her brother, and
I know.
They need to bring back Sean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get them all back. Let's get them
and
all back.
I think Brandon Bima is not on contract with Bold and Beautiful.
Well,
I think they should bring him back as Brady.
Yeah,
I mean, Sean.
They fired him from what I gathered.
No.
Tweet.
Oh.
What, Candace?
I said it from what I gathered from when he had said it was him, Leslie, and Warren. They all put out, like, a statement saying, you know, they weren't no longer a part of Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah,
So I took it as, you know, they're not even on contract anymore. They're off.
Jack
Wagner's gone, of course. He's on Dan.
But
he's gone.
Is it true?
I bet he'll be back on General Hospital before summer.
He's back on
General.
Yeah. You know who I would love to be back on, Dave?
And Felicia, too.
Yeah,
I love Felicia.
Oh, my
God. Crystal's not coming, I heard.
Really?
What?
Yeah, I read that today on one of the sites that he said no and she is coming.
Weird. You know who I would love them to bring back, but I know they can't? Roy Rainfall, I agree with you. I would rather them bring Matt from ZH back as Sonya. I agree. I'm sorry, but you guys know my hatred of Matt because, you know what, Matt was messing with, like, you know, Liz for a while and, you know, getting Spinelli's fate. So they'll, you know,
we want him to go to Days.
Yes, we do. We want
him to go to Days, right?
Yeah, we want, yeah. Kelly needs to leave her sister's husband alone. Lord, you know what?
What are we going to do with Brandon Beamer? He's so handsome.
You know what? I figured it out. Brandon Beamer can just come live with me. Oh, no, he's with Natalia. Okay.
Yeah,
Did you guys hear about Natalia? Natalia's coming back to Days of Our Life too. Did you guys hear that?
No.
No.
Yeah. See it?
You know,
yeah.
Yep.
I did. Why? Nothing personal. Why?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, girl. Why?
Natalia Livingston is coming back to Days.
No, I'm sorry, not Natalia Livingston. The one that played Chloe on Days.
She's not coming back.
Oh, shucks. Yeah, that's all I can say now. It's all shucks. All this noise that you guys hear in the back, I'm actually walking. This is me walking.
Okay,
why?
Okay, Will, okay. Where the fuck are you walking?
I'm in Baltimore. I'm not in New York, and I came from my birthday dinner. I got a surprise birthday dinner tonight.
Happy birthday, Candace.
Well, my birthday was like, what, 3 weeks ago?
Oh,
I think
we
said it then.
Birthday then.
Yeah, so it was like I knew something was going to happen because nobody did anything with me on my actual birthday.
Oh!
So I was like, okay, you know. And then
yeah, that always happens.
And that's when I had asked on the show. If you guys remember, I said, to Carly, you're not having a show the week of my birthday.
Right.
So, yeah, so I was kind of hoping, you know, they would, you know, do something with me that week, that Friday, since I didn't have to come on the show, but no. No.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sorry.
Tell us about Nadia.
I'm hearing conflicted things because at first I'm saying that she was coming back, then they're saying that she's not due to the movies that she's doing. So right now it's up in the air, but you know what that means. They're in negotiations.
She tweeted that she wasn't coming back, and then Nelson Blanco wrote, "She is in because I buy that soap Uncensored."
Yeah.
Yes.
He said she wasn't coming back because they wrote her in. She's written in the storyline, but they offered her a way low pay cut and a contract that she didn't like, and so she said bye bye. No way.
No. Oh, did you guys hear about Nelson? I feel so bad for him.
His dog?
About his dog?
No, about, on Facebook, something about, hold on. I'm going to look it up. Keep talking, people. But no, I would love to see, Mike back on Days of Our Life. My cousin, I would not mind seeing him back.
Well, he can have a good night, okay? I got to get off of here. I got to be up at 4 for work.
Ooh.
Oh, good
okay.
night. That's if Carly will let me sleep. Ha, ha,
okay.
ha.
Carly, let your mom sleep. Don't be like me. And, you know, don't keep her up half of the night like
no,
I kept my mom.
As long as she can hear the soap, she's fine. She's already addicted to the dang soap, so I'm in trouble.
Well, cool.
No, it's a good life. I've been addicted to them since I was 10. There's nothing wrong with me. I've been watching I've been watching since I was born, too, so it's the only way she sleeps all night. As long as it's in her room and she can hear it, she's fine all night. And she fell asleep, so she should sleep till it's time for mom to get up.
Good.
Have a good night.
Good.
I will talk to you
next
week.
Melissa, call back next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. To see Mike Houghton back on Dave just because I think we need more Houghton back there too.
Do you think Carrie needs another one? She's got two now.
Well.
You think you're going to call my Elizabeth a slut? Carrie's a slut now.
Yeah, really.
She's telling Rafe, I love you, and you feel the same. Do you feel the same? I wanted to shut the TV off. I was getting aggravated, and Rafe said, you're not alone in this. I'm saying, oh, this is real pure soap opera. Pure soap opera.
Oh, my God.
It's like Sammy's worst nightmare come true. It's like it went around, like how Sammy used to be, you know, and now it's like everything that she has done is coming back.
You guys.
Yes, you're right, Candace.
Okay, Nielsen wrote on her tweet deck, thank you all again for your support. My lover committed suicide. I can go,
Yeah.
Okay, and.
Oh, my gosh. I know he talked about his dog. He talked about that, and he also him and Tom Costello. About Raven.
What's going on with that?
Terminal.
Raven. Oh,
Raven
Beauty.
It's terminal.
It's terminal. Yeah.
So what is that? So that means there's no.
She's gonna pass.
Yeah.
She's gonna go like her mom did. Damn it.
Yep.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what else to do. She said she's not going to be keeping up with Facebook a lot. She's trying. I mean, it was over 200 comments about it on her page.
Oh, my God.
You know,
about her mom? I missed that.
Her mom died at a very young age. She's posted a picture of her mom days or weeks before she passed. She's beautiful. She was a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm. And today
Melody.
She says she doesn't know if it's
going to
be 3 months, 6 months.
Melody, Phil,
hey, Mel. Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. But I did not know about.
You guys,
I
know you don't like her because of the stuff she said.
You
but,
don't
you
know,
know
no, but come
that,
on.
You know.
But you know what? Come on, no. I mean, you know, I like her. I mean, I don't agree with some of the things she has said, but come on, that is unfair. I mean,
everybody who has either had a gripe or, you know, a grudge or whatever kind of conflict, you know, that they had, they posted on the board today, too. They did not want this to happen.
No, I'm sorry, but I mean, you know, my aunt is going through, you know, cancer right now, and seeing that in my uncle's fate, I feel bad for him, and I really felt Raven, I thought we would hear good news. I mean, maybe that was naive.
Yeah, she even said that, too. She said she wished she would have posted some good news, but, you know, she got off the phone with her doctors. You know, she's supposed to be doing a head and toe CT scan, I think, next week. To see what else is going on, but she's,
you know,
right now she is down in the dumps. I mean, and, you know, my heart goes out to her. You know, I don't know her,
yeah,
like, personal.
Yeah, me either, but, you know, and, you know, and I keep thinking about Silas. Me and my big mouth, okay. You know, I would like... You know what, you guys, I don't know what happened with Simon, I don't. What happened last week on Saturday was a shock to me. I guess
what
I
happened?
Can you guys just say I wasn't the one that brought this up? I just... You know, I thought about Raven and then I thought about Silas because they are close. Okay, so let's just clear that. Silas posted that he quit the soap movement last week. He quit Twitter. He quit Facebook. Yeah, and I don't know why, and I don't know why. Melody, got any comments? So, Silo. Oh my God, now I upset Silo because of the Raven muting, and I didn't.
God,
me and my big mouth, Grace. I didn't want to upset Silo. You know, with the whole Silas thing, I was surprised it happened. I really was.
I found out about what was going on with Silas was because the creator of the Vanity Web show, he said something on his Twitter about Silas, and then everybody was like, well, what was going on? And nobody knew what was happening because it was like all of a sudden he had his final show. Like, you know, it's like, what was going on? And nobody had heard from him.
Well, the only thing I've really heard was from what he said, it was some kind of betrayal or something. So I don't really know anything other than that.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be a good little colleague for once. I know that's probably really shocking for you guys to hear. You know what? I miss Silas on air. And now with Raven Beauty, I just, you know. And I hope Silo comes back on air. I didn't mean to upset anyone. I saw that on Facebook, and I didn't know that until I read. So I feel so sorry for Raven tonight. Oh, my gosh. So, who wants to kill Sam? I don't know. I just thought I would say something.
I don't know that I want to kill her.
Well,
I just want her away from Jason.
Dude.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
She's a really good, evil person. For me, she just doesn't work with Jason.
But if she did get run over by a car, they could have a funeral, and it could be over the day after that, and then we could just forget her. So that would be all right.
I have always said, and I've always maintained this, and I will maintain it, as much as I want Jason and Elizabeth together, I want Jason and Sam to implode. I want them to break up because of them, not because...
This is the beginning of the end, because when you start lying to your spouse,
Ewan said it the best today. Ewan said it the best. She lied by omission. That's what she
both said
to Jason.
Well, so did Carmen Chrissy from iHeartRadio is on.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Chrissy.
Oh, man. I've been at my mom's today because my niece was in a car accident in Salt Lake City. Yeah, thing is, she lives in Salt Lake City, but, you know, she's staying with her friend. And apparently she was trying to make a left turn to go to, like, one of the fast food places. And there was a semi blocking her view, and somebody T-boned her.
Oh,
and there were, like,
God.
I know there were, like, five people in the car. And, I mean, luckily, I mean, like, my mom says it's, like, the father of the friend that she's with said that it was, like, basically a miracle that they're all okay. But the car is completely totaled. And she was in violation, so I don't know what's going to happen. But, oh, my God, it's scary, you know. I mean, she's just 18. And anyway, so I was over at my mom's because my mom was, you know, having a heart attack. And, and we're trying to figure out what we're going to do. But, yeah, I'm just like, oh, my God, my poor little niece. It's scary.
Wow.
I mean, I guess it kind of, you know, T-boned them, and I guess it kind of, like, made them travel a little bit. That's how fast the other car must have been going. And the kid that was on the passenger seat had put his backpack between him and the door, and that's the only reason that they're not dead.
Literally. Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, so far so good, but, you know, anyway, the car is totaled, but, I mean, at least they're okay.
Who cares about the car? I mean, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, if the car is towed, the car is towed. It's better than the car being towed,
Thank God they're all right.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So I just got home, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know. So my mom, she's probably going to fly down there. Yeah, she's okay. She's just a nervous wreck, you know. So I think she's thinking about flying down there tomorrow. And I'm like, well, you know, as long as she's, you know, I don't know if that's necessary, but.
But
you
know,
you know,
coming from, like, if it happened to my niece and, you know, it was, you know, even if it was, like, 5 minutes away and they were okay, my mom would say, fuck it, I'm going. So just let her go. If it's going to, you know, make her feel better, this is see her. And, you know, I'm still, it will.
I hope so. I mean, you know, but it's just scary because it's hard because, you know, we're like 1,500 miles away from her, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, her friends are really cool. I mean, the parents are really, you know, cool people and whatever, but the problem is that, you know, her school, I mean, she lives, it's a good 20-minute drive to go to the school from where she's living, and so I don't know what we're going to do because the car is totaled, I guess, and so I don't know.
But was it their fault or was it?
They're saying that I don't, but I think what happened, I mean, they ticketed her because they said that, I don't know, I didn't quite understand what the deal was, because from what I understand, they were trying to make a left-hand turn, you know, kind of, it wasn't at a light, you know how you make a left-hand turn into like a driveway, because it was a fast food place on the left, so she was trying to make a left-hand turn, and apparently there was like a semi-truck that was actually at the light, which was probably maybe 20 feet ahead of them. And so I think what happened was, I think that she couldn't see, or she thought that it was clear, but it wasn't because of the way that the semi was at. And so when she made the left turn, I mean, she didn't have the right of way. It wasn't clear, you know what I mean?
And that's
so
why
it was,
she got excited, because you have to, at least in where I live, you have to be in control of your car at all times. And
exactly.
Because she didn't have a clear view.
Right.
And she didn't have the right of way. They're going to her. That's why.
Yeah, so you know, and my mom's freaking out because, I mean, you know, I mean, her insurance will go up, but I don't know how we're going to, I mean, we have to come up with it. I mean, I don't know. I told her, you know, maybe, problem is she needs a car. That's the issue. And now it's like, okay, that one's completely totaled. So I don't know how much the insurance company will give forgive her because it was her fault. I don't know how that works.
No, well, it depends on what kind of insurance she has. Like, if she has some coverage,
right.
She might get something. I've only ever had liability, so I wouldn't
yeah.
get anything.
It depends on the insurance
but
that she has.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, I think she's under my mother's insurance, I think. And so I think it would probably be, I mean, I'm sure she was probably, I would guess she would need full coverage. I don't know. I've always done full coverage because you never know what's going to happen, you know, but I don't
well,
know.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, my parents have been, you know, through that with my brothers and sisters, and, you know, I mean, even if it was her fault, whatever, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it was an accident. It wasn't like,
yeah.
you know, she was, you know, have you talked to her? Maybe have you?
I didn't get to talk to her. My mom and my brother did, and by the time I got over there, they'd just finished up their conversation, and so I was just like, oh, my God. So then they told me what happened, and, I mean, my mom called me. She's like, in tears, Taylor was in an accident. I didn't know what happened, so I hooked down there, and my brother was there, and, you know, they had been talking to the parent, I guess, to her friend's parent. That's who she stays with, and the guy said, you know, it's literally a miracle that they're okay, and I'm like, okay, well, that was my sister looking over Taylor, you know. Cause
that was. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was your sister totally, you know, I mean, looking out for her doll. And, you know, I mean, okay, I mean, driving, you know, with teenagers and everything is probably scarier now than when we were growing up. I mean, because when we were growing up, we did not have the cell phone. I mean, I'm not blaming the cell phone, but, you know, I mean, you know, some accidents are caused by that. So I, you know, just be thankful she's okay and, guys.
Yeah. I know. I mean, that's the thing. At least she's safe and she didn't get hurt. I mean, they're bruised up a little bit, but nothing major.
Yeah, I mean, and just so you know, Ladies on Radio will be starting in 4 minutes. And if anyone needs the number, it is 1-724-44-744 and punch in 114-689 after you press 1 and pound. So.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry I was the bearer of bad news. I don't know what you guys were talking about before.
No, you know what this. You know what this is.
I'm sorry to hear about your situation, Christy. That's
I know. No. Between that and Raven, we found out about Raven. Did you hear about
Raven?
Okay, no. Someone asked her. I'm not going to meet the bearer of bad news anymore
tonight.
Oh
my God! What happened, Chris, it's Candace. Okay, so basically, basically not good news for Raven.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's terminal.
Oh my God.
We'll talk later.
He doesn't
we'll
know how long she's got. He doesn't know how long she's got either.
Oh my God. This isn't good. Oh my God, I'm like tearing up over here. This is
okay,
not
yeah,
good.
Okay,
yeah. Don't cry. Think about the vanity.
Okay,
Candace. Michael Caruso, Divanity.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
This is awesome.
Candace, thank you for being the one.
Thank you.
Okay,
I'm going to go to Carly. I'm going to get ready to call in myself.
Okay, I will be over in a minute or two.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, I'm so upset.
You know what?
I'm about to tweet you, okay? So we can talk about Divanity. I got to cheer you up.
Okay,
yeah, please, Candace, please, you know, share my little, Raven Cast, Tina, is that what I host? Yeah, it's, that's, Chrissy, call me tonight or call me in the morning. Give me a Taylor update. You know, I have nieces, I don't even want to think about that is just, it's been a bad night. Well, you know what, you guys, it's been a bad night, but at least we have each other, and, you know, we don't.
Oh, God, I gotta, I gotta go message her. Okay. Oh my lord, I can't believe this. When it rains, it pours. You know.
You know, it's like, you know, I know. And is everyone going on liaison? Kathy, will you be over until your friend texted you or what?
I'll be over tonight for a while.
Yay! So,
all
okay,
right.
You guys.
I'll try and be there.
Later.
My phone's about to die.
Yeah.
So.
Okay,
okay,
yeah.
I'll catch you guys later. Oh, my God.
Oh,
all
thanks,
right, let me
Laura.
Go.
Okay,
thank you,
everyone, great. I'm heading over to Liaison Radio. I will see you there, and I have a good week. And you guys, just, you know, send me a prayer for Raven, too, I guess.
Yeah. God. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine.
Thanks.
Bye,
guys.
Bye.
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 I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.